It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. Lake Michigan is a crown jewel of our region. Come summertime, it's the place to be. And it has a lot of power. Question asker Lisa Braganza was thinking about the lake when she was driving back to Chicago from Nashville. She drove past a bunch of beautiful windmills in downstate Illinois. Those wind turbines make up about 13% of Illinois power generation. So it got her wondering.
We're the Windy City. How come we don't have windmills and wind turbines in our very windy Lake Michigan?
Reporter Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco picks up the question.
Lisa's not alone. People have been asking the same question for a while. Before we answer that question, we asked Melissa Scanlon why put him in the lake in the first place. She's a professor at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. She studies issues about the Great Lakes, including offshore wind. She said that wind that whips over Lake Michigan is more consistent, stronger, and less turbulent than its land-based counterpart. That's a big deal, because it could mean more electricity.
5 out of the 8 Great Lakes states have offshore wind potential that goes far beyond what their annual electricity consumption is for their entire state.
Scanlon said there's huge potential in the Great Lakes, and it almost happened. During the aughts, there was a surge in excitement for offshore wind projects in the Great Lakes, especially because the federal government has limited say about what happens on the lakes, which makes an opening for states to forge their own clean energy paths.
They can if they choose to. If they choose not to, then nothing happens. And that brings us to today, because there are no wind turbines permitted on any of the Great Lakes.
Only one project, located in Lake Erie, even came remotely close. But Ohio initially limited operational hours, making it impossible. Ultimately, developers ran out of money. It was called off in 2023. Still, several Illinois lawmakers gave it a shot, including Illinois Representative Marcus Evans Jr. For several years, he co-sponsored a bill which would have made Illinois home to the first offshore wind project in the region. It didn't make it far.
I did not refile the bill in its general assembly because I didn't have the support, but I will file it in the future.
One major obstacle right now, President Trump.
And he issued on his first day in office in January 20th, 2025, a memorandum shutting down all offshore wind work permitting approvals in the United States.
That's Jim Lennard. He's the co-founder of Magellan Wind, a floating offshore wind company focused on the Great Lakes. Court orders have recently reversed some of Trump's actions, but Lennard said the regulatory uncertainty means it's a bad time for business. On top of the Trump administration's tack against offshore wind, states like Illinois still need to develop the state policy to support the industry in the first place. So, will this ever happen on the Great Lakes?
I'm looking at 5 to 7 years from 2029.
For now, if you want to enjoy the sight of offshore wind turbines, you'll have to go about 1,000 miles east of Chicago to Montauk. Enjoy the trip.
Thank you to Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco for reporting this week's story. So yeah, we don't have any wind turbines in Lake Michigan, and we won't anytime soon. But did you know that the windmill industry used to be real big in our area? Next episode, we head out to a suburb that once was known as the windmill capital of the world. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.